You're probably wondering why I'm wearing this shabby rain jacket to give this morning's sermon. Well, I'm not expecting it to rain in church, but I want you to see what I mean by positive atheism. Several years ago, I was invited to be on a talkback live TV show in Charleston to comment on a legislative bill to place the Ten Commandments on the South Carolina State Capitol grounds. But when I got to the studio, the producer took one look at the T-shirt I was wearing, shook his head, and said that the bad word on my shirt was unfit for a family news show. He asked me to cover the T-shirt with his jacket so that viewers would be protected from its message. It says, smile, there is no hell. Isn't it interesting that a family news show would censor hell, a word of primary biblical significance to most fundamentalist Christians? Yet, smile, there is no hell, is an important message of positive atheism. We don't believe in hell or eternal punishment, and that's worth smiling about. Being in a Unitarian church brings back fond memories. Attending a new church can be a life-changing experience for many, and it was for me. Something extraordinary happened the first time I ever attended a Unitarian church, though I'm reluctant to call it a miracle. In 1990, I was a candidate for governor in order to challenge the prohibition in the state constitution against atheists holding public office. My first speaking invitation came from the Unitarian Church in Charleston. When my talk ended, a woman came up to me and volunteered to help in my campaign. Sharon Fratapietro, right over there, became my one and only groupie. And we've lived happily together ever since. I had assumed for years that I'd never get married, and I certainly couldn't have imagined that I'd meet my future bride in a church. Now, that was a real life-changing experience. Atheism may be a negative word, meaning without theism, but negative words like independent, non-discrimination, and antidote can be good, even for religious people. For instance, 80% of the Ten Commandments, the eight thou shalt nots, are negative. The two positives are honor your parents and remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, though religious people can't agree on which day the Sabbath falls or exactly what holy means. And negative protesters founded what was to become the dominant religion in this country. They are known as Protestants or Protestants. Some may construe the mere questioning of faith or presenting alternatives to it as negative atheism. I disagree. Being guided by reason instead of faith isn't negative. Religion is a lot like politics. You get more followers by making big promises. Belief in a heavenly Father who will always take care of you might be reassuring, but it's important to distinguish between the world as we know it and the world as we'd like it to be. As George Bernard Shaw said, the fact that a believer is happier than a skeptic is no more to the point than the fact that a drunken man is happier than a sober one. And social critic H.L. Mencken said, "Even a superstitious man has certain inalienable rights. The right to harbor or indulge his imbecilities, provided only that he does not try to inflict them on others by force. He has the right to argue for them as eloquently as he can, but he has no right to be protected from the criticism of those who do not hold them. He has no right to demand that they be treated as sacred. He has no right to preach them without challenge." Many of us grew up learning that it was rude to discuss sex, politics, and religion. Actually, nobody told me not to discuss sex, because sex was not even mentioned in my house. Politics and sex are certainly no longer taboo, but criticizing a person's faith is still socially unacceptable. To illustrate, about a week after we hired a new math department administrator at the College of Charleston, where I taught, I excitedly told her on February 2nd that Punxsutawney Phil had seen his shadow, which meant we were in for 6 more weeks of winter. When she laughed appropriately, I pretended to be hurt and said, "It's not nice to make fun of someone's religious beliefs." And that I was from Pennsylvania, where some of us consider Groundhog Day the holiest day of the year. She then apologized profusely. She now understands my sense of humor, and we annually joke about my holy day. Now, here's an example of what I would consider to be negative atheism. Religious people sometimes say to me, "I'll pray for you." A negative response would be, "Okay, I'll think for both of us." But this hurtful reply would only offend a presumably well-meaning person. I think the best response is, "Thank you." However, if the opportunity presented itself, I might get into a discussion about the efficacy of prayer with questions like, "Why would an all-knowing, all-loving God change his mind because you asked him to?" Or, "Why would a God who ignored the prayers of millions of Holocaust victims take a special interest in a football game?" But I would only engage a person who seemed receptive to such a discussion. A viable alternative to theism must also meet our moral and emotional needs. There may be no purpose of life, but we can find many purposes in life. It's not true that atheists believe in nothing. An atheist has a naturalistic worldview without supernaturalism. There are plenty of mysteries in nature by which to be awed. Science shows us the wonders of the world every day. As Albert Einstein said, "The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious." Conservative religions tend to think morality is more about belief than behavior, and view this life as preparation for an imagined afterlife. So, how do atheists and humanists make moral decisions? We are guided by the expected consequences of our actions. We're committed to the application of reason, science, and experience to better understand the universe and solve problems. The plight of the human race, indeed of the planet, is in our hands, and social problems can be solved by methods that we develop and test. Our views change with evidence. We have principles and values written on paper, not ancient commandments written on stone tablets. We don't give credit to a deity for our accomplishments or blame satanic forces when we behave badly. We take responsibility for our actions. An atheist's idea of immortality is the effect of positive acts that live on after our death. I know what my afterlife will be. I'm going to medical school. Just like my Jewish mother always wanted me to do. I plan to use my body parts to their fullest when I'm alive, but hope others will make good use of them when I'm dead. I think the mathematician-philosopher Bertrand Russell summed up positive atheism nicely. The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. Many secularists are uncomfortable with the word atheist because it describes what we don't believe rather than what we do believe. After all, we don't go around calling ourselves A. Easter Bunnyus or A. Tooth Fairyus. Other labels include humanist, secular humanist, freethinker, skeptic, agnostic, ignostic, rationalist, naturalist, materialist, apatheist, and many more. If you don't know what each word means, don't worry. Even those who identify with such labels often disagree about their meanings. Parsing words might be a characteristic of folks engaged in the secular movement. Though there are fine distinctions, which many of us like to argue about, it often comes down more to a matter of taste or comfort level than to deep theological or philosophical differences. And I even know quite a few atheists who proudly call themselves Unitarians. Here's an interesting distinction between Christians and secularists. Christians have the same unifying word, but fight over theology. Secularists have the same unifying theology, but fight over words. At least our wars are only verbal. At this point, you might be asking, what's the difference between positive atheism and humanism? And my answer is, I'm really not sure. I pretty much view them as two sides of a coin. I'm the same person whether I talk about what I don't believe as an atheist or what I do believe as a humanist. Atheists and humanists try to be good without gods, though humanists might focus more on good and atheists on without gods. For me, positive atheism is in the Goldilocks zone of the good without gods spectrum. So which word is better, atheist or humanist? My answer is neither, or more accurately, both. Or even more accurately, it depends on the context. Atheist gets more attention, and humanist sounds more respectable to the general public. My conversion from agnostic to atheist, before I even heard of humanism, was more definitional than theological. As a mathematician, I couldn't prove there was no God, so I took the agnostic position, I don't know. But when I learned that an atheist is simply someone without a belief in any gods, I also became an atheist. Despite the growing number of atheists and humanists, we haven't been nearly as influential politically as most other minority groups. That's in part because we pride ourselves on being an independent lot. But to gain significant influence, we had to become more cooperative and establish our legitimacy as a demographic. That's why in 2002, I helped form the Secular Coalition for America, currently with 19 national member organizations covering the full spectrum of non-theists. The Secular Coalition incorporated as a political advocacy group to allow unlimited lobbying on behalf of secular Americans, with lobbyists in Washington, D.C. So please check our website, secular.org, and consider signing up for our action alerts. As an atheist, people often assume that I must be anti-religion. Not so. By one measure, I might be the most religious person in America. You see, I have not one, not two, but three different religions. I'm a member of the American Ethical Union with ethical culture societies. I'm a member of the Society for Humanistic Judaism with atheist rabbis. And I'm a member of the UU Humanists. All three religions are non-theistic and are active participants in the Secular Coalition. I do like to put a positive face on atheism. We want to maximize happiness, which usually involves making others happy too. We have one life to live and one chance to do something meaningful with it. And contrary to stereotypes, most atheists have a good sense of humor. So here are a couple of jokes about the kind of atheist I am. A Jewish atheist. A Jewish atheist hears that the best school in town happens to be Catholic, so he enrolls his son. Things are going well until one day the boy comes home and says, "I learned all about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." The boy's father, barely able to control his rage, grabs his son by the shoulders and says, "Joey, this is very important, so listen carefully. There is only one God, and we don't believe in him." Then there was a journalist from the Jerusalem Post who lived in an apartment overlooking the Western Wall. After several weeks, he realized that whenever he looked at the wall, he saw the same old Jew praying rigorously. Sensing a story, the journalist said to the old man, "You pray at the wall every day. What are you praying for?" The man replied, "In the morning, I pray for world peace. In the afternoon, for the brotherhood of man. In the evening, for the eradication of illness and disease from the earth." The journalist asked, "And how long have you been doing this?" "Every day for 27 years. Amazed, the journalist asked how it felt to pray every day for those things. The old Jew replied, "How does it feel? It feels like I'm talking to a wall." Finally, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to be here today. And thanks to the Unitarian Church for being one of the few churches that would tolerate a sermon from me. I must confess, which I'm told is good to do in church, that I always wanted to be a preacher, but the God thing got in the way. That's why I chose the next best calling. I became a professor so I could profess, if only mathematics. But my favorite part of professing or speaking at public forums like this one are the questions, comments, criticism, and lively conversation that I hope to have with you at the talkback later. Thank you.